Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lee Mozilli. Batting second. The second baseman, Kelvin Chapman. Batting third. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Elliot Maddox. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Falcone. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pete Falcone. And now, play ball. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson strikes out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromartie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter takes first base on ball four. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mozilli. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Mozilli throws the ball into Stearns, who tags Parrish trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Carter goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Expos. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stearns moves to second. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stearns scores. It's Expos, 1, Mets, 1. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is hit by the pitch. Henderson moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. Henderson moves to third. Two outs. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maddox. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogers moves to third. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Dawson moves to second. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromartie strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rogers scores. There goes Dawson trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Scott moves to second. It's 2-1, Expos. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mozilli hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a pop-up towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into right field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 1 in the game. Montanez strikes out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dawson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone is 0 for 1 in the game. Falcone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mozzilli for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromarty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebner is hit by the pitch. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hebner moves to second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hebner moves to third. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stearns. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Stearns steals second. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 2 in the game. Montanez hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hebner tags and scores. Two outs. It's Expos, 2, Mets, 2. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maddox. Spear reaches second base with a double. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Falcone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Maddox is hit by the pitch. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone is 0 for 2 in the game. Falcone bunts towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Flynn moves to second. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0 for 3 in the game. Mozzilli takes first base on ball 4. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Flynn moves to third. Mozzilli moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mozzilli. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Scott bunts towards first. Montanez scoops it up and throws to first, with Chapman covering, for the out. Dawson moves to third. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Falcone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Montanez hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Carter and he is out, Scott applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hodges now catching. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-3 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Falcone throws the ball towards first to get the runner. He throws it away into right field. Maddox throws it back to Hodges, who tags the runner out. Parrish moves to second. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Spear is walked intentionally. Dave Cash pinch hits for Steve Rogers. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer now catching. Elias Sosa now pitching. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Maddox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Scott fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Pete Falcone. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez fields it and steps on first for the out. Perez throws to Spear, who throws back to Perez who tags Flynn for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Dawson strikes out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cromartie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Mozilli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Chapman bunts towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chapman for the out. Mozilli moves to second. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hebner is walked intentionally. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Mozilli moves to third. Hebner moves to second. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Montanez is walked intentionally. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-4 in the game. Perez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Expos. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a pop-up towards short. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Parrish. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Parrish steals second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Parrish moves to third. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Spear is walked intentionally. Elias Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges fires to third and picks off Parrish. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Maddox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Flores pinch hits for Doug Flynn. Gil Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Boisclair pinch hits for Skip Lockwood. Woody Fryman now pitching. Joel Youngblood pinch hits for Bruce Boisclair. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flores moves to second. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mozilli hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Bonson now pitching. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Youngblood moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.